We've been asked to come down and assist, really, with Feed the 5,000. So from the military aspect, as Portsmouth is a military town, they came to me and asked if I had any spare manpower. And as it's quite quiet coming up to Christmas, I said, yeah, I've got some guys. We'll come down, help you peel some parsnips and carrots and hopefully get the 5,000 fed.
It's quite a production line you've got going on here. Have you got any idea of sort of the numbers of things you're chopping up and using?
No, none at all. All I know is that they just keep coming. So parsnips, carrots, we've done. We've seen watercress. We've got squash over there to do yet. We've got garlic, peppers, you name it. They've just dumped it all on us.
Do you know what you're cooking yet?
Yes, we're making one vegetarian curry and an Italian roasted mixed veg kind of thing, because they gave us no meat, so it's all just vegetables.
And in terms of the cause that this is all about, of food waste, I mean, is it something that the Navy and you guys are quite keen on highlighting?
We never waste any food in the military. That's one of the big things, that because we are kept to a budget, yeah, we've got to use that budget professionally and feed our guys. And it's one of the big morale boosters in the military is food. If they get fed right, they go out there and whatever they need to do, they do it properly. This, though, coming from the supermarkets, yes, it is a big thing on the food waste. So to highlight the amount of waste that's out there, and if we can use it and feed even five people, let alone 5,000, it'd be great.
And obviously, it's hard work, but are you guys kind of quite enjoying it and having fun out here?
It's a day out at the office. Yeah, the public get to see the Navy doing other things apart from being on board ship. So, yeah, if we can help out in any way that we can in a military town, then we will.